Of all the voices of the night, the sounds made by owls attract our attention like no others. We hear their distant hoots and screeches, and think of them perched somewhere in the darkness, waiting to swoop down on unsuspecting prey. In forested and swampy areas of eastern North America, a commonly heard owl sound is the hooting of the barred owl. "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?" the barred owl seems to exclaim. Barred owls make a variety of other interesting sounds. When members of a pair come together, they often hoot excitedly, like noisy monkeys participating in a vocal reunion. Now listen to this extraordinary example of two barred owls hooting it up. Young barred owls don't hoot, but they do make hair-raising screeches and other odd sounds. These are thought to be begging calls. One of our most widespread native owls is the great horned owl, a large owl with prominent ear-like tufts of feathers on its head. The typical call of this species is a low-pitched series of about 5 hoots. Hoo-hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. The female's call is thought to be higher in pitch than the male's. Immature great horned owls make loud screeching whistles, a surprising sound that has baffled many a listener. Some owls never hoot. For instance, our two native screech owls make unusual sounds that most people would not attribute to owls. Take, for example, the eastern screech owl, a small owl that frequents suburban woodlots throughout much of the East. Surprisingly, this little owl does not actually screech. Rather, it makes an eerie, down-slurred whinny, reminiscent of the whinny of a horse. Thank you. The eastern screech owl has another common call, a soft, dreamlike trill. If you hear this sound in your neighborhood after dark, you can rest assured that a tiny screech owl is perched somewhere nearby. The other native North American screech owl is the western screech owl, a common inhabitant of suburban settings in the West. Its most frequent call is an accelerating series of soft whistles or toots. Perhaps the most blood-curdling of all owl sounds is the hissy screech of the barn owl, a pale-colored species that often nest in abandoned barns or silos. Imagine entering an old silo in the middle of the night. There, in the darkness, something moving. A ghostly barn owl cowering against the concrete wall. Numerous other species of owls inhabit North America. One of my favorites is the northern saw-whet owl, a small, round-headed owl inhabiting dense evergreen forest. The saw-whet's breeding call is a long series of tooting whistles that sound like they could just as well come from some kind of electronic instrument hidden somewhere in the dark woods.